Okay, let's get started.
Okay.
The Rambam in Sherish Gimel, B'chein hoi eloi limnois, B'chlal mitzvah saseh, Omroi, Asei lecho sorof, V'sim oise al nes. So here, there was kilo hara shah to make the nechash and nechashis. Okay. And I was only wondering, could you imagine there's something more going on over here that someone could have imagined that there's a mitzvah of the deus, or something going on in the deus? Okay. So a priori, that sounds like, you know, a little bit nonsensical. However, the interesting thing is, the Gemara in Chulin, Vav Amud Bei, Zayin and Aleph, talks about various malachim that did not burn, destroy the nechash and nechashes. He nichomachim lizgade. And you get the impression in the Gemara that there might have been an Isa to destroy it, okay? And, you know, you'll see various approaches that might have been easier to destroy it, okay? And that was his chiddush, that they maybe the mokum mitzvah, mokum chashash of the zohar, you know, whatever it is. But if it's easier to destroy it, the question is, what the heck? You know, it was a rosh shah, okay? So that's what you have to deal with. Tesis over there in Chulin learns that it was a toes, they made a mistake. There's no reason to destroy it, inshallah my Yisrael. However, you might want to look at Tais and Shabbos and Vav Amud Beis, and the Marshal and Chidush HaGodes, Yiro Amud Beis and Brochis, the Chitais and the Chash and the Chishis, and you might have a different approach to that, but I'm not even sure, and if you'd accept that, whether that necessarily is enough to make it a mitzvah. The question was, is something going on over here, okay? So I really don't want to focus on that because I don't believe this is real, even though the Gemara in Chul in the Vav Amud Bei, Zayin and Aleph is amazing. Okay? The Omroi, now here is a very interesting thing. Kach tzinsenis achas v'sen shomo m'loi ho'oi memon. Okay? Now here, it gets very sticky. Because the Pasuk says, Shmos Tezayin Lamagimo Vayome Moshe El Aaron Kachts and Senes Achas Besen Shomo Mloy Hoime Mon Vahanech Israel Lifnei Hashem Lemishmeres Ledeure Seichem. So the point is, if it's Lemishmeres Ledeure Seichem, is it Mishmeres of Deir Seichem? So it should be Mitzvah Deiris. Mishmeres of Deir Seichem. So the Rambam quotes this Kilu as a mitzvah from Horasha. You see, in Nachash and Nachishes, it doesn't say Mishmeres of Deir Seichem. It doesn't say the Deir Seichem, so okay. So whether it was allowed to destroy it, not allowed to destroy it, why allowed to destroy it, okay. So we have to deal with the issue. Okay, but that's not a reason to make a mitzvah of this. But a priori, looking at this, you know, you ask yourself, why not? Okay? So that's what I want to deal with now. Okay? So here, there is Biskarov and Krisis on Daf Hey. And I'll just read to you the way Rav Grelitz Zichron Levocha recorded it. Okay? That Biskarov Zichron Levocha fielded this question and said it over the name of Rav Chaim, and what Rav Chaim said. But Rav Chaim was dealing with is not the simple question of whether why isn't Senes Haman a mitzvah, but what's the difference between that and Shemen HaMishcha, which a priori both were like one time things. So, you know, so why should the Ram count Shemen HaMishcha as a mitzvah deres,
and that's Tzenes Hamon. That is what Rav Chaim is feeling. Okay? So it's a reasonable question, right? So he says like this.
Shemen HaMishcha is a consumable. It's going to run out, so you have to make more.
Yeah, it's but there's a Gzeirus HaKukwes that says, Sheze Yiye, Ze Gemata Yud Beis, that it's going to be and not going to be anymore, okay? Okay, could be, you know, could be that what would be if it would be. We'll have to see, okay? You know, could be, but, you know, a priori, you know, okay. So he said like this. B'shem Oviv HaGrachza. Ho diasiyas shemen ha-mishcha nimne b'minyan ha-mitzis af deloy nase rach pam echod midina mishum dichsiv l'doy seichem. So it's because of the Seichem. Im Kain, Sinsenes Hamon, Nami Lechshav, Doksiv Bey, Lemishmeres of the Seichem. Okay, now, let me just add some more oomph, excuse me, to the question, okay? Because you remember, the Ram says in Kuf Pei Zayin, the Lois HaSef, that when you talk about Zayin Amamin, or you're talking Mechias HaMolech, even if you can imagine they don't exist anymore, it's still a mitzvah deris, because the chev is gavra, is lederis, the chev is not there anymore, okay? So lu yitzur, you wouldn't be able to make any more Shemen HaMishcha, but you know, you have to know what the issue is over here. What is it? But if it's a lederis seichem, so I can imagine, you know, so what are you supposed to do? Okay. So I could have imagined, simply, if you would have asked me the question, I could imagine, you see, since the materials of Shemen HaMishcha do exist in the world, or you can imagine they logically are not limited to a certain period, you can imagine a chivis gabal adelis, okay? So whether you can make it again, you can't, that's a different issue. But if you talk about mon, and taking mon, and what the mitzvah is to arid, and that mon, you can't imagine logically that it's adelis, so that couldn't have been a mitzvah. Okay? Maybe, okay? However, let's see what he said. He says, "Kein hikshe hagrach v'hatiritz poshet." The tzinsenes hamon loychoshiv klal mitzvah lederes. The mitzvah omnom loyhav rach l'sho lohaniach ba'orin. I think it's probably Bitsara Olin, should be not the Bim Olin. Loniach Ba'olin. In other words, the mitzvah is a mitzvah hanocha. Vihi mishmer is a derisechem. Hey, mishmer is a derisechem. There's a mitzvah of a mice in the Sina, which should be a mishmer is a derisechem. Oh, but the mitzvah is the mice in the Sina. So it's a one time act. And it's a rasha. Aval hanocha gufa hu a mitzvah l'sho. Aval b'shemen ha-mishcha ha v'shape kiyum mitzvah l'deri seichem. V'chodosh yesh etz l'shemen ha-mishcha yesh lo kiyum mitzvah sheyesh lo shemen ha-mishcha. So he's talking about, I don't know why he defines it like that, the mitzvah is that you should have Shemen HaMishcha. See, the mitzvah of mon is not to have the mon, okay, but it's to do a Mais Hanoch. Okay. Because he says like this, if the mitzvah is to have the mon, okay, and you could imagine the mon be miskayim l'deiray, so the fact that the mon is the fact that the Mon only reigned min hashamayim those 40 years, l'chazon do the mitzvah deris. Okay? So even in my answer, what I answer the simple way, I assume that the mitzvah is hanoch, which is what Chaim is basically saying. Okay? So the mitzvah is hanoch, and to take that, and memeila chibil le hamishmeres of those seichem, that's really whereas the shemen hamishcha, the mitzvah is it should be kind. So he says. Then he goes on. V'im kol sa shemen hamishcha ho yitzrichan lasas acheres. It was only nes, but v'yitzur it was kol sa. They should have made another one. Because of the Nes. It's a Yiyah. The Torah is made. But that doesn't take away the Chavis Gavra. The Yochel Ases. Aval Im Kolsa Hadin Hu La'ases. Shemen HaMishcha Acheres. Ad Kan V'ze Poshet. Okay? You can also look at the different little bit, in Chidusha Gris and Krisis and Heyamid Bey. So the din mishmeres is to take it, to show it letzorach to mechazek emuna, like Bayumia, where they took it out and show that this is the mon, that the emuna, whatever. You find the mechilta talks about what the very free pshat and what mishmeres is, when it is. You'll find the mechilta in Rabbi Yishmoetz and Beshalach. Mesechta Vayisa Parsha Hey. You find also Tanchuma in Parsha Beshalach Simchav Aleph in Hada Zaken. Okay. The emes is, if you look at the lashon, there's various lashonos in what the mitzvah of Shemen HaMishcha is. The Ram and Shirish Asiri. And mitzvah say lamina hey, and the minyan akotzer, and in mitzvah mitzvah itself, where the mitzvah is lemshoyach, or that the shema and the mitzvah should be muchan, or the Abchaim said should be kaim, it should be available. And be available means you should have it. Whether the Mashiach is also kim, we have to go through all the different discussions. You can read through, we go through, if the topic now would be Sherish Asiri, we should have to go through it. Okay? But whatever it is here, the mitzvah is a maisa hanocha. Okay. Now, I just want to show you something. There's certainly, if I were to ask you, is there an inyan that the mon should be kayim l'deiris? What would you say? Definitely yes, because that's the Mishmeres of the Seichel. So then what's happening is the Rambam is taking on the Halachas Gedolos in the approach that the Ramban has to the Bahag. Because the Ramban, and I'll read you his Lashon, that the Rambam, the Bahag counts certain mitzvahs the Shor, and the Rambam is Ha'il to Shor. So the Bahag, so the Ramban answers according to the Bahag that it's an inyan kayim lederes, and even though the Maisa Mitzvah is limited to one time, but inyan kayim lederes is a reason to have it. Okay, now I want to explain to you what happened over here, and I think what happened over here is amazing. Okay, because you think about this, the Bahag developed a whole new category of mitzvahs, okay? And what he has is first the general case of the Asholos, okay? He breaks them down into many different categories, different oinshim, but then he has mitzvah kumvaseh. And the base of the kumvaseh in the Halach Zidolos is the Tanchuma of the Chivas Gavra, or called Eva Ve'eva Oime Asebi Mitzvah. Okay? If you talk about Kuvase,
and you say kol eva ve'eva, I say be mitzvah, you understand yourself that it's ridiculous to say that Sinsenes Hamon should be the deres, or what the Bahad counts, brochus uklolois. He talks about that there might be inyan kaim l'deres, because there's one maisa. And since there's one maisa, or that there's one chavis gavra, and a limited chavis gavra, l'shaw. If the chavis gavra is l'shaw, so then it can't go under the category of kumvase. And it could be, because of this, halachas gedolos, is a machanish new category. It's called parshas hamesuras l'tzibur. The parsha bochum akolis, the parsha of whatever parsha you're gonna want over here, okay? So in that, the Ramban says like this. He says. Vanira midatri zal. Valoch, that's his talking about the loch of the dolis. Shuhu lebo limnois mitzvas shaw keison shebo be mitzrayim ube maim in Har Sinai vizuloson. She emohem inyan elo le shaaton. There's no inyan l'deiris. It's one maisa, one chavis gavro, and there's no inyan kaim l'deiris. Avla mitzvah shenyonim kaim lonu l'deiris yimna eisan afa pishenu naaseis elapamachas. Okay. So I just want to tell you is that l'chayla the Rambam is saying in mon. That even though there is any kind of deres, there's no reason to count them in your mitzvahs. Okay? Now, next step. So it could be what the Rambam is doing with Sinsenes Hamon and the Bahag is asking a very profound question. Because if you're going to maintain that inyan kaim l'deiris is the reason to count in minyan mitzvahs, and you want to postulate because there's a whole new category, because chavis gavra, you can't talk about inyan kaim l'deiris. But in parshas mesuras tzibur, you can talk about inyan kaim l'deiris. So he says, if you count them, you should count mon also. And there's no mon in halachas gedolos. See, that is a very profound question. That was very exciting when I saw that. That's a very exciting question. Whether Rambam had that in mind, I can't tell you. Okay, but certainly, if what you're trying to do is you see, the Rambam's whole thesis in trying to deal with the Rambam's whole thesis. In trying to criticize the halachas gedolos is that there's no formula, there are no clear categories. It's very capricious because he's faced with a problem that has to be mashlim tayag mitzvahs. And he says any category that you're going to suggest in the Bahag, as we did in Cherish Bays, where he's talking about counting esim. So he says, a mother shach, we can't say Hashem al kachatira, you should count kabez avichol rabbis, eishes av, eishes or balein, right? Similarly, over here, you can make the same case. Because if you're going to say, inyan kaim l'deiris, is a reason not to call it a mitzvah shah, so you should count mon also. See, I'm just a little bit confused here. I want to ask you a question. I'm not sure I know the answer. Okay.
Yirmiyah took the mon to hold. The Medrash talks about the story of how he showed them and showed that the Rebbeinu Shalom, that the Oiske B'Teiru Rebbeinu Shalom gives them Amunah, whatever, mon. Okay, very nice. Okay, I'm not getting involved. Yirmiyahu Hanovi has the mon in his hands now. What is he supposed to do? Okay. So you say he should put it back in front of the olam. Okay. Right? That's what you're going to tell me. Correct? So I'll ask you why. And what will you tell me? Is only one time thing. And Aaron did it. So it's all over. And see, it's even amazing. Let me just, I'm going to ask you something which is really going to be, it's going to make things really difficult, okay? If the Taylor says, L'mishmeres l'deirei seichem, that it should be available in front of the Oroin, le'eis ha-tzerch. Okay. So if Lu Yitzur, we're talking about a one-time thing, okay, that's Yirmiyah, you could play around with that. Maybe that's the Mechilta says, could go, is Yirmiyah. And this one says that time, this one says that time. Because I'm not sure what exactly happens. Because if you're telling me there's a din that it should be in front of the Oroin, to be a mishmeres of the reseichem, then l'choy you're not talking about one ma'is hanocha. Okay? Unless you tell me, okay, so you tell me that it has to be in front of the olim from the drasha in the Gemara of Yuma, the din Geniza, or the din has to be from the olim. There's a separate din, okay? There's a separate din, the same way the agas of shochu plishtim and the, you know, whatever had to be in front of the own, whatever they were going to is, okay? Very nice. But that l'chay has nothing to do with the mitzvah. So how could you say the din hanocha l'deri seichem? If the din would be to tell everyone to look in kodshe kodoshim and look at the orin and not to take it out. So I understand. But the din is like shulchan. They used to take out the shulchan in the regel. So Le'ez HaTzeruch used to take out the mon and say, here it is. So the mitzvah, Ma'is HaNocha, I just don't get it. What is it then? A Ma'is HaNocha, if there's a Ma'is HaNocha, you can't move it. Once you can move it,
it's sort of like Kofsa Zokukla. In other words, it's Yachtlite, it's Avian Tzerkatishah, it's Avian Tzerkatishah.
But the question is, what obligates me to take it back? If the kilu is a chivas gabu the deres to make sure that it's b'fnei ha'olam deres seichem, then you're equating it to Shemana Mishra. If you say there's no din, see, I could have imagined. See, the Ram doesn't talk about what you do with the Shemana, and maybe you just don't take it out. Maybe the Shemana deres seichem, it's always there, and that's where it is. And you know, the you know, Eidus the boy Olam, and here it is, Eidus the, you know. See, if what bothers me is if you take it out, I'm bankrupt. Then I'd say you would have to put it back. Because it's all over. You have to put it back, and then the mitzvah is over, okay? But it can't be the Dere Seichem. Unless the Dere Seichem was a one time thing, and the Mechilta the Dafner says, this one says Yirmiyah, this is Lost Lovoy, this is that, and that's the Machlokas Tanoim. You want to do that, it's also okay. I'm just telling you, you have to deal with that, okay? That's a fair question. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm done. I'm not here to have all answers to everything. I'm here that we should be thinking. And, you know, I think that is, you know, it could be in time in the future my thought processes will be better or more or sharp or whatever it is. I might have answered these questions, but I didn't see anyone ask them. Okay. So that's the scoop. Now, next. What do we see over here? It says, Kimo Shemono, okay. Mono, I guess he's talking plural. I don't know. You know, I guess it means that Loch Zedilis, Behem Shaochis, Beochis, Ubedarko, as he says. Shemono Tumas Ameches, Vachanukas Amesbech, okay. I'm not taking on Tumas Ameches, because a priori, it's a mitzvah l'shoch. At the Mohammed's Midian, where they had Tchumas HaMeches B'Seder. The Ramban works very hard on it, okay? But I'm not even getting involved. Even if the Ramban, I'm not sure he's talking about the Tchumas HaMeches, which the parasha is talking about, but it's the end of the parasha that they gave a separate Hidot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm not sure how fair that is. I'm not getting involved in that either now. But okay, Tchumas HaMeches is not a difficult sell, okay? But Chanukah HaMizbeach is an amazing thing, okay? Because I ask you the following question, okay? What is Chanukah HaMizbeach? What is it? Because the Rambam says it's a shop. So what do you say Chanukah HaMizbeach is? Okay. So, you know, if I would imagine what the Mishnah, I'll show you, I'll go through this, you know, we'll just play it out before we leave. But imagine that Chanukah's Mizbeach is the Mishnah Menachos and Atcheles, that a Mechanchah's Mizbeach, El B'Tomer Shoshacha. Okay. Okay. So, that's a Din L'Deiris. Okay. So what's going on here? And what does the Rambam want? Okay? So let me just take that up. This is what we have to understand. So the Rambam, like Kiilu, it says Chanukah was Mizbeach, and boom, it's Lashah. So anyone looking at this would say, no, it's not Lashah, so what's the problem? Okay? And what does he want from the Bahar? So let me just show you. You have to look at the text and think about how the Ramban flips it and how I think the Rambam flipped it. Okay? Like this. The Ramban says like this. Listen to the Ramban and Hasogas. And I'm using it not because I'm studying the Ramban over here, I'm using it as a backdrop. Okay? Chanukah HaMizbeach Shemona V'Kosa B'Parshas Mishkan Chinuch HaMizbeach U'Bavadai Chinuch HaMizbeach Hu mitzvah lederes, kmo shekosu b'parsha v'at tetzave, v'ze asher tasa al mizbeach, shi mitzvah hachinuch, u'mize shoninu, ein mechanchen es mizbeach el b'tomet shel shachar. Okay. I'm not sure I'm not getting involved in Ramban, where it's mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi, v'ze asher tasa al mizbeach, it's a separate mitzvah. Because Ramban doesn't count, he says Bavadai. I'm not getting involved in that. But the Rambam, even if you're ready to assume that Chinuch HaMizbeach is the Deiris, the question is, what's the mitzvah? Okay. For example, according to the Rambam, Binyan HaMizbeach in Mitzvah Chof is not a separate mitzvah, but it's part of the mitzvah Binyan HaMikdash. So what is Chinuch HaMizbeach? And where would you put it? Okay. See, here, you have to do the old thing which I tell you you have to do. Okay, you know what you have to do? You know what? You have to see where the Rambam quotes Chinuch HaMizbeach. And he quotes it in Tmidim Musafim, not in Beis HaBechira. So it's not part of the Binyan Mizbeach, which is part of Mikdash, but it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of HaKorvus HaTomei. So it's not a mitzvah from the Atzmai. Very nice that it's not meaning our mitzvahs, but it has nothing to do with the discussion polemics about a mitzvah of the Shah. So I think what the Rambam did was look very carefully at the Parshiyos, Chukim u'Mishpatim, I'm assuming it's Sibor, the third category, and he quotes Chinuch Mizbeach there twice. Dalach Sederes, okay? And he says, Dalet, Parshis Mishkan, V'chol Kelov, V'shemen Amor, U'bigdei Srod, V'kiddush Kohanim, Kiddush Kohanim, V'chinuch Mizbeach. So I understand. That's the Chinuch Mizbeach, the Tzaveh. And in the Bahag, it's not a separate mitzvah. It's part, correct, of this whole parasha called Parashas Mishkan. And it's not in the Dinim Mizbeach, it's the Din Mishkan, or that the Mishkan requires. Okay. Lamed Gimel. Interesting, Shemen HaMishcha, he has the parasha, Parasha Shemen HaMishcha, Ukteres HaSamim. Okay. Lamed Gimel, Parshas Chanukas HaMizbeach. So if he quotes Parshas Chanukas HaMizbeach, and he quotes before Chinuch HaMizbeach, okay. So you understand two separate things, okay. And I would tell you that since the Rambam says Chanukah HaMizbeach, that's what he quotes, not Chinuch, so referring to the second one, okay? So what's that? So Chori, that's the Parsha Nesim. Chanukah HaMizbeach, that's what the Torah talks about Chanukah HaMizbeach. And that's not so bad, okay? Okay. There, see here, you have room to move. I'm not going to get involved, I'm just going to point out the problem. Perik Beis, Adilbus Maisar Kobonis, Aloha Tesvav, Ukishem Sheikh Rivo on the seal, Bachanukas, Hamizbeach, Dvorim Shein Kemois and Laderes, Vik Rivo Beshabis, Kach Hanosi, Makiv Chanukosai, Beshabis Losin, Kashem of Furisham, Inichesko. Vichain Korbonu Shekriv Me Ezra, Haboy Meashevi, Miluim Hoyu, Vain Noegim Luderes. Avodvoim, a Noegim Luderes, Haim Divreter, Kmoshe Tikum, Bipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, but miluim, you can be moisiv migareya, depending upon the ras novi. Okay. So I only ask a question. What does it mean? So you see, if you take the Rav's approach, the way he used to talk to us on Hanukkah. You know, he once said like this, he says, Amiluyim, there's a chiyuv l'deiris. However, miluyim is a very odd type of korban, okay? And you get the impression miluyim is a whole separate category of korbanos, because the Torah says, l'chatos, says Torah's chatos roshem, v'amiluyim, okay? And the Ram counts because of that. Chat is a separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs, Oshom, and Shlom, okay? So, Chayri, this should be a separate mitzvah, miluim. She says, however, you need Hagwas Novi in order to tell you what to do. She said, at Hanukkah, there were Chayvis miluim, but it was impossible to be kayim because there were no more Nevi'im anymore, okay? But you understand yourself because the cook pays Zion, and that if the chub is goblin, you can't do it. That's not a reason not to count the minyan mitzvahs. So the question is the Ram, what's the Ram telling you? Is there a chiv miluim lederes? And the Novi always tells you what it is? So why can't he count the parsha of Nesiim? Unless you call the parsha of Nesiim, but the Ram calls that miluim. So you could say miluim is what's going on in Shmini, okay, or whatever. That's there. And this is Chanukah HaMizbeach, or something else. But the Ram clearly calls it miluim. Chanukah HaMizbeach, he calls it miluim, and he seems to say the Deiris. So this issue that the Rambam pulls out of the parsha of Chanukah HaMizbeach, and he calls it miluim, and he says this is the Deiris, except in the last Novi, we're a little bit confused about the Rambam. Okay? This is a problem. Okay? Okay. I think I can ask the question and go on. Okay, but say that. Now, v'chein monu heyu nechoinim l'shleishis yamim v'chein gam atzim v'aboka yiru Upen Yelsu El Hashem V'rabim K'goin Eila. So he says, they should have counted these also, correct? Now, you can learn one of two ways. You should be there, or the lava tikshol isha. Okay, is a limit to his man. So, and if it's limited to his man, so then you're okay. But the question is, the Sefer Chinuch, and that's Kufu what the Sefer Chinuch says in Mitzvah Sarivov, and he stresses that the Azhoa Tikshu is Rak L'shoh. Okay? And that's also Pashto Rashi in Sanhedrin on Nun Tesavit Beis, the Ramaschal Dovashim and Minyan. But if we look at Tesis there, and the Rashba in Beitza, okay, there is. There is a possibility that it might not have been the Shah. And that's why it needed a heter. So, then why is it Mitzvah Deiris? Why is it Mitzvah Deiris? It should have been, right? So, I'm not sure if you have to say the Ram describes to that. And if you do, if you tell me, you see, the Rambam, remember, in Cherish Gimel, set up a category of Marosha, correct? That mitzvahs are the deris, correct? And that's why we had this issue. That's the chur of the Yisrael, the Torah Shloitei Torah Muchlefes. So if in the Etzem Mitzvah there was a possibility that it should be terminated in Minyan Achalat Tirai, so by definition it's not a Merosha. Okay? So then what the Ram is doing, if you're ready to accept that, you're touching on a whole different type of Hirasha. That the mitzvah was Hirasha because there was another tzivut from HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be seisid and kimafkiyid. But It's a very interesting thing. Okay? Now, next. I just want to tell you one thing. And we'll see this later a little bit clearer. Okay? But there might be another reason. We'll see this later on in the Sherry, which we'll say more explicitly. There might be another reason why the Rambam picks these out. Of Chen Hoy, Heyu Nechainim, the Shleishes Yomim. V'chein gam atzein v'abok al yiro u'pen yersev v'ram ke'ele. If you remember, it says Tayyad mitzvahs nemru l'moshe b'sinai, l'sinai. So here, Rebbe Yishev, this was nemru l'moshe b'sinai. So let it be in minyan mitzvahs. And that's the Rambam postulates, that Sinai is not a geographical place or chronological time. Sinai are those mitzvahs which were given at Har Sinai, which are the Deres, Merosh HaKilas Yaakov. So then he would quote these Medavka, even though they fit the category, they were never the Moshe B'Sinai, but they're not the Deres. Okay? Okay? Now next. Now we move over to the next issue. For the yistapik bal seicho shekolim mitzvahs nemu, that's what the chayy what he's saying. For the yistapik bal seichel shekol elu mitzvahs nemu lo lemoshe besinai tzivui vashora el shehein lefisho ve'en noeg l'deres v'lechein en emdin this. But that's not enough. Nemel Moshe Mesinai. Here you have everything which was necessary. All the ingredients that the Rambam has set up in Cherish Aleph and Cherish Beis. Mufurish Psukim, Pshuto Shemikra, Teresh Biksav, Nemel Moshe Mesinai. It has it all. But he says, you're missing one thing. It has to be Merosha. Because Nemel Moshe Mesinai is only meaningful in as much as is Merosh HaKilas Yaakov. Torah Tzivul Ono Moshe, Merosh HaKilas Yaakov. Beseder? Next. Now, Ulefi HaSherish HaZeh Ein Roi Limnois Brochis Uklolois Schnitzstabu behem begrisim beevo. Okay. So look how that was the Shah. There was one time they should have said, nah, grisim these brachas and kolos. It was a one time thing. Okay. The Ramban wants to suggest in kaim lederes, but the Ram denies that anyway. So this is a simple thing. But the next one is very interesting and very serious. V'le binyan ha-mizbeach she-tsivo liv-noise bevo'eno bi-eret k'nan. The mizbeach which they built in Ha-evo when they came to Eretz K'nan. See here, we'll find soon at the end of this, I forget to word it, Hashem, that there are those that count the minyan mitzvahs. But, okay, we'll see. And I'm not going to discuss them now, but the person who counted minyan mitzvahs is none other than the Ravid. Okay? Okay, you'll find that Nasogis in Mina Kotze. Okay? Mafush. He quotes the Pasuk. Okay? Let's just now take this in the top and try to understand. Okay? You have to understand, in this parsha of the Mizbeach and Har Evo, there's also a lav there. Leisonif Aleihem Baalzov. Okay. So as you would have expected, this should not be Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay. Because the Mizbeach itself is a Hirasha, and the Leisonif Aleihem Baalzov is a Hirasha. And therefore you understand, you would say, wow, that's why. Even though in mitzvah Ayin Tes there's a lav of Shelo Livnois Avnei Mizbeach Gozis, Shenemo Loisivne Esen Gozis, he doesn't say Kvar Nichpal Halav, and there's another time of the son of Alein Basel. He leaves it at that. Because you can't deal with that, because that's a Rosho. Well, that's very fair, correct? Correct. Okay. So I stop over here. Everyone's happy, you know. There's no case, it's a simple thing. Okay. Let's see, but the Raivin will come to the Raivin later. But then I say, Rabbi Isai, there's a Gemara with the Zoro when discusses in Nun Beis Mabeis of Mizbeach Sheshiksu Yevonim. Okay. Now, could you imagine the Gemara quoting the Pasuk of Leison of Aleim Baalzel is the reason why you have to do Geniza on the Mizbeach, because you can't do a Shinui on it to Mavata Levo the Zohar? Listen to the Gemara. The Omer of Sheshes, Sheshiksum Lavu de Zoro, Vachule, Amwe Hechi Navid. Nansirin hu, Leisonif Alehem Basel on Rachmono. So the Gemara quotes the Leisonif Alehem Basel for this man from the Chashmonoim. Correct. So, a priori, if you ask me, it was noy get time to chashmonoim. It's noy today also, and also tomorrow. Okay, so it should have been minyan mitzvahs. Okay, that's the reason for kashrut. Tomorrow, the mechilta in Parshas Yisrael, Masechet Demachidish, Parshas Yudalef, Mizbach Avonim Taseli, also quotes. Losana Falein Bausa. And not only the Gemara of the Zohar. And not only the Mechilta, but also the Tesefta. Tesefta Boba Kama, Perig Zayin Alocha Beis. So it's, you know, it's, you know, the Ram is, you know, it's an uphill battle. Okay. I'm not going to come back to later. The Maisa is the Yireim count for Losana Falein Bausa, except Alav Min Yira Mitzis. Say that. Taysin Chulin, that's not the Kashan Ram. Taysin Chulin Yud Ches, also quotes about Begimus and Mizbeach. The Ramban Chumish in Perichov, Posichov Beis, the Masich Habuchay Nafta, also quotes it. But the worst of all is that the Rambam quotes it. Rabbi Isai, I'll read to you a Rambam. The Rambam Perik Al Vilchus Beis Bechira. Kol even shenifkamo kidei shetach gobo tzipurin kisakin shel shchita harizu psula lekevesh v'la mizbeach shenema avonim shleimos tivna es mizbechi. What's this avonim shleimos? That's the posik of leisivna es en gozes. So he's quoting the parsha of Bereishis. He's quoting the parsha of Har Evo, the Deres. okay, this lechera is a reasonable kasha, okay? And the Baruch Hashem, I found the Minchas Chinuch asks this, the kasha in mitzvah mem ois aleph, okay? So I want to tell you what I think, okay? Let me ask you like this. And let me do something else, okay? Let me read to you Halacha Yud Gimel, just to make it a little better, okay? Halacha Yud Gimel. המזבח אין אויס נויס אלא בניין אבון וזה שנה בתאיר מזבח אדום התעסלי שיהיה מחובל באדום that's the רם ומורסון ספר מצו מצווחו שלא יבנו לא אגב יקיפן ולא אגב מחילס וזה שנה מה ומזבח אבונים מפי השמוע לומדו שאינו רשוס אלא חייבה So that lechera is okay because that's going on is in Shmos, okay? And I guess then you could say this Mizbech and Har Evel happened to be Avonim, but has nothing to do with that. That's all okay. Okay. But we still have the Gemara of Leisanif and the Rambam quoting this in Halacha Yud Dalet. Avon Shleimus Tivne is referring to Har Evel. So I want to ask you another question. What's going on? The Ram does an amazing thing. In Mitzvah, and I want to tell you sorry, that maybe I'm off, but you'll see. The Ram in Mitzvah Chav, when he's talking about the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash, he l'chaira is entertaining that maybe you should count Mizbeach as a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. And he said, you can't do that because Pshuto Shel Mikra is a Hirasha. Okay. But l'maisa, the Rambam right after that says, but what is it? Mizbeach Adomo, that should be Mechuba Lekalka. Okay. And we're okay with that. But how can you learn a din lederes that should be Mechuba Lekalka if the Pasuk itself is a Rasha? So I want to tell you the following. I think this is the pshat. What happens is the Ram says, in minyan mitzvahs, you can't have a stir in pshuto shel mikra. The same way we said in lo yiro is kabbalas hakodesh, that it must be a remes l'goyin of zakasva, because since the pshuto shel mikra is a rasha, you cannot have a mitzvah in minyan mitzvahs. Okay. And that's the Ram says that since the Pshuto Shel Mikra in Mizbach Adomet HaSeli is a Hirasha from Boma,
You can't learn from Mizbech HaDomeli, even if there's a Pirush Mekubal about Shekshe Mekubal HaKarka, a mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay? However, similarly, you cannot have a Lisana Filet in Balzel. If it's a mitzvah, it's a Huashah, you can't have mitzvah deris. Okay? But no one said you cannot, since these psukim were incorporated in Torah, you certainly can learn adinim from them. But you cannot extrapolate and make a pasuk which it Pshuta Shamikra says a Lashah, you can't make a mitzvah deris. So the same way that the Rambam does in Mitzvah Chav, what does he do? He says, yes, it's a Lashah, and it can't be a mitzvah deris. But you can learn a dinah from it. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, when it quoted the Loisana Falei and Balzel, didn't quote it to say there's a lav and ashora, quoted to say there's a psul. And even the Ravid, who says that it's a lav in his Pirush and Avodah Zarah over there, says what? Says it's a psul. That's Pshat in the Gemara. And that's the Mechilta. And that's the Tisefta. The Mechilta, Tisef, the Gemara, or the Zohar, all these cases, the Gemara quoting it, the Gemara is not quoting it as Azhara. The Gemara is quoting it as a Psul. And there's no problem learning out Dinim since the Pasuk is formulated in the Torah. And that's all the Ram is doing. And that's the same Din as the Ram in Mitzvah Chav. Okay. It is true that the Ravid in Minyan HaKotzer, in Mitzvah Chav, says, Om Avrom v'lo meiniach livnois mizbeach avonim shleimois. Shavi, it's a lechor, it's a mitzvah from the Asa L'deres. And the Sefer Yireim has two lavim, Shin Yun and Shin Sari Zayin, Lo Sibnes and Gazes, and Lo Sonaf Aleim Balzel. Okay. Now I have the following question, the Raiva, and I want to leave you with that. And I wish you Chakosh Sameach. We'll see what we'll do the next year. What were we supposed to do? The Torah told us, when you come to Eretz Canaan, you should make a Mizbeach Avonim in Har Eivol. Okay? That L'chir that should be in Har Eivol, okay, might have been a Rasha. I don't know, because there was something called Gilgul at the time. Okay? But does it mean now there's a separate mitzvah making mizbech and has to be mizbech avonim? Okay. Says the man, the omer, the gemara in Zvochim. It says kotten hu mehochil the mizbech at time of Shlomo HaMelech. Gemara in Tes in Zvochim. According to one man, the omer, kotten hu mehochil, it means they use the mizbech of Moshe Rabbeinu in Gilgal, Shiloh, Noivagivo. When they came to Beis Olam, they changed. So I would ask the Ravid, the Chiboyne Shalom, there's the mitzvah, the Mizbech Avonim Taseli. So you need a separate Haras Novi to tell you that you should do that? And, you know, so if you tell me it's a mitzvah Lashah over there on Aivo, I understand. Okay. And even if you say that the Mizbeach of let's say Shiloh was also Mechubal LaKarka and Avonim and whatever continued like that. Okay, you know, it was before, okay. But what do you do according to everyone in Gilgal? The Mizbeach in Gilgal was a Mizbech Avonim? That's true at all. So if you take the idea that there's the chametz saseh of Mizbech Avonim Taseh, and that was formative, then you know, when does it start and when does it stop? That becomes very confusing. Okay, with that. I wish you a Chag Kosher Vesameach.